We mentioned before that this year, this month, I should say, is the Devonport Learning Festival. There's all sorts of different things you can learn during the festival. It's not necessarily classroom learning. It can be a skill. It can be a craft. It can be anything, in fact. And Toastmasters, the spirit of Devonport Toastmasters Club, have got involved in the idea of the Festival of Learning, and they're offering open days, or open nights, I should say, twice during the month of September as part of the Learning Festival. The first one was held last night, and the next one is on September the 27th, which I think is also a Tuesday night, 2 weeks, in fact, from now. And joining me to tell us a bit more about it is Vicky Travers from the club. G'day, Vicky.
Hi, Martin. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for your time. It's the spirit of Devonport Toastmasters Club. And for people that have got no idea what that's about, I suppose we'd need to start at the beginning and just explain what Toastmasters International, which is a part of the world movement that you're involved in, what it actually does.
Yep. Okay. So we don't sit there and do toast, like a lot of people think the name. We don't do toast. What we actually do is we learn skills to help us to speak in front of people.
Or on the radio, perhaps.
Yeah, communication and leadership skills. I've been a member of Toastmasters for 21 years now, and I love it. I'm very passionate about it. What we do is we have a series of manuals that we work through. The first one is the Competent Communicator Manual, and you learn through that manual, and each project that you present, you learn basic skills that help you to gain confidence. The reason a lot of people are scared of speaking in front of people is because they don't have the skills to actually do it. And so that's what we offer. We also, Toastmasters, where leaders are made, is what we say. And everybody's not a natural born leader, and we can learn those skills through different things that we do at the club and beyond, perhaps.
And you mentioned some people are a bit scared to stand up and talk in front of people, and in fact even talk on the radio. When I rang you, I knew the answer would be yes, because I'd be very surprised if someone with a Toastmasters experience would knock back the opportunity to promote the club, but also an opportunity for you to practice your skills. And I guess the thing about it too is that it's not judgmental, is it? I mean, people are there to help you improve those skills.
Oh, that's exactly right. The club mission is to provide a supportive and learning environment where people can get experience that empowers them to be able to develop the communication and leadership skills, and then they get more confident and they have personal growth as they do that. One of the beauties of Toastmasters is that we offer something called evaluation. Another name for it is feedback. And when a person gives a speech, what we do is they'll have someone who evaluates them, and they will tell them the things they did well, because if you don't know what you do well, you can't continue to do it, and then they'll tell them things they need to improve. But it should never be, it's never done in a way that you feel like, I'm never getting up again. It should always be done in a way that people go, oh, yep, I could improve that.
Yeah, constructive criticism, in fact.
Again.
Yeah,
no, it's very positive, and it should all, and that's the way it always is with us.
One of the things you mentioned, obviously, you know, people say, well, I don't need these sort of skills because I'll never have to stand up and talk in public. That can be not talking in front of a group of 50 or 100 people. It could be something like a meeting. I've been to lots of meetings with 10 or a dozen people, and someone will sit there and not say a word for the whole meeting, and then afterwards you're having a cup of coffee and they'll say blah, 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 and you'd say, why didn't you say that during the meeting? Oh, I don't like to, you know. That sort of skill could be very handy in a meeting situation.
Yes, exactly. There's a lot of people come to Toastmasters for a variety of reasons, and they're all at different levels. And they might want to go to the PNC meeting and say something, but they're too scared to open their mouth because they don't know how to construct what they're saying. So it's a great opportunity. Some people come because they have a wedding coming up and they want to make a speech at the wedding, or they have to make a speech and they need that. But people come from all different parts of life. We learn a skill in Toastmasters called impromptu speaking, which is what I'm doing with you now. And the thing about impromptu speaking is, if you go for a job interview, you're not necessarily going to know everything they ask you. But we learn how to speak impromptu so that when you get asked that question, you can think on your feet.
Yeah, and even if you're in your current employment, so you can communicate properly with your boss or your managers, or if you're a boss, with your employees.
Yes.
And I guess the other thing too is that despite the name Toastmasters, it's obviously open to male and female, otherwise I wouldn't be talking to you. That's just its original name from way back.
Okay, I'll explain that. Toastmasters has been officially an organisation for 92 years now, and the first woman was admitted to Toastmasters in 1985, or women began being admitted in 1985. So it's really only recent, but I believe it's probably a well-rounded organisation because of that. And we have had international presidents who were women.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I think before there might have been a Toastmistress, a separate movement, but the two are together now. I guess the other thing too is that you said you've been there for 21 years. It must be quite pleasing and rewarding for you to see people when they come along to their first meeting and see what they're like 6 months later, the improvement, the development, the confidence that they gain as well. It must be pretty pleasing from your point of view.
Oh, it's amazing. We had one of our members last night who gave a speech, and she talked about her Toastmaster journey. And I said it, and I meant it sincerely. I was astounded to see her. She started 18 months ago. To see her give that speech last night was amazing. Her first speech was entitled The Terrified Talker, something like that. And then last night she just was, it was amazing. It was very rewarding to see that, because what happens is as you develop the skills that you need, you then in turn help other people to develop the skills they need, and that's what becomes the really rewarding part of it.
How big is Toastmasters in Tasmania? Are there other branches on the northwest coast and around the state?
There are four clubs. There's the one in Devonport, then there's one in Launceston, and two down in Hobart, one in Hobart and one on the eastern shore.
Okay, so despite the fact that your club's called the Spirit of Devonport Toastmasters, obviously it's open to anyone from the coast, and the idea during the Learning Festival is that you're having these open evenings. You had one last night, the next one's on the 27th of September, and it's, as it says, it's an open evening, so anyone that wants to come along and just, you know, get a bit of a feel for it can do so.
Yes, I suggest that people do come along, and it's something that everybody can benefit from. It really is, and I think that sometimes people, I've heard of people go to a meeting and they got to the door and left, but I guess I want people to understand that it will be a welcoming, positive learning environment and something, like I said, that everyone can benefit from.
Okay, so it's every second and fourth Tuesday of the month, and obviously this month during the Learning Festival, they're open evenings to anyone at all. The next one's on the 27th of September. It's a 7 o'clock start at the Devonport Community Health Centre on the corner of Steele and McPhee Street. Thanks for your time this afternoon, Vicky. I hope you get a great roll-up for your open evening, and people can gain a lot more out of being involved in it.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you, Mark.